This is Dr. Arthur B. Cummings dictating an operative report on patient James N. Martin, that's M-A-R-T-I-N, James M., room number 320, hospital number 450865. This is being dictated on October 17th. Set this up in indented report style with underlining. Preoperative diagnosis, suspect ruptured bladder and urethral transection. Postoperative diagnosis, traumatic cystotomy, paren, anterior vesical wall, close paren, and urethral transection, bulbomembranous junction. Operation. Number one, closure of bladder perforation. Two, cystostomy. Three, reapposition of urethral transection. Findings. A 3 to 4 centimeter long perforation was found in the anterior bladder wall just above the vesica prostatic junction. The incision was extended superiorly and the rest of the bladder wall was examined from the inside. No other lacerations were found. A number 5 ureteral catheter was passed without difficulty into the left renal pelvis. The catheter irrigated without difficulty. The ureter was thus demonstrated to be intact. The catheter was removed. Period. Paragraph. A Van Buren sound was passed into the urethral meatus and advanced to the level of the transection. A second Van Buren sound was passed down through the bladder neck and prostatic urethra to the same level. The urethral sound then followed the bladder sound on into the bladder, and a number 10 Robinson catheter was wedged onto the tip of the sound. The sound was withdrawn, pulling the Robinson catheter out through the urethral meatus. A number 22 French silastic Foley catheter with a 30 cc balloon was then attached to the Robinson catheter using a zero silk suture, and a Foley was pulled through the urethral defect into the bladder. A number 24 French Malacot, that's M-A-L-E-C-O-T, silastic suprapubic tube was placed in the anterior bladder dome. A zero nylon suture was placed through the eye of the Foley catheter and brought out through the anterior bladder wall and through the anterior abdominal musculature to the skin level, where it was eventually tied over a rubber bolster. The cystotomy was then closed in two layers using a running 2-0 chromic gut suture closure. A 3-0 chromic circumferential suture was placed around the suprapubic tube to secure it in place. The suprapubic tube was then let out through a stab incision to the right of the main abdominal incision. Eventually, the suprapubic tube was sutured to the skin level with O-silk sutures. The inflation side arm of the Foley catheter was tied with O-silk to prevent leakage in the event of bowel failure after inflating its balloon to 30 cc. Gentle downward traction will be applied to the Foley in an effort to reapproximate the transected urethral ends. Subsequently, the right periscrotal wound was debrided and bleeding points were fulgurated. This wound was left open, but was packed with iodoform, paren, betadine-soaked gauze sponges, close paren. This defect measured approximately 12 to 15 centimeters in length and was approximately 6 to 8 centimeters in width. End of dictation.